y'all? It's your girl, Queenie Jones. Everywhere, I'm Boston Bossy. I'm out here Bossing, okay?
Hey, quick question. Have you subscribed to our YouTube page? Mary Jane Munchies is now streaming on YouTube on Fridays.
Insert neurodivergent tangent.
But whole point being, I eat the shit as well. I put it in my food. I actually make some granola and I eat that every day. And I'm like, I feel better. My bones, they don't groan.
Your girl, Mary Jane. And
Munchies.
And we're back with Mary Jane's Upfront, where I get you the upfront information you need about all your cannabis wonderfulness.
I always like the fact that with our show, we can find a way to rein in Mary Jane and Munchies. So,
what's up? It's your girl, Mary Jane and
Munchies.
And this is Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. Mary Jane and Munchies. All right. So you're like, why are they a little all over the place? This is the neuro spicy, the neurodivergent episode that you've been looking for. This is the one where we talk about why we're so weird and we're not on crack. All right. So let's get right on into it.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Queenie Jones, aka Munchies. You know me on every platform at QUEEFIEJONES. And
it's your girl, Boston Bossy, aka We're going to talk about that later. Everywhere, I'm Boston Bossy. I'm out here Bossing, okay? I do podcasts and I do this and that. And, but if you want to catch me, click my link tree description below.
Hey, quick question. Have you subscribed to our YouTube page? Mary Jane Munchies is now streaming on YouTube on Fridays. Catch us there monthly. And if you haven't seen us there, it's because you haven't subscribed. I need you to put that notification bell on
there.
What are
you doing? Why are you not subscribing?
Oh, I got so shocked. I was like, what are we not doing?
What are we not doing? We're giving you the content. We're giving you the beats on the face. We got the clickety clacks. Come on, people. We're giving you what you want. All we're asking is subscribe. Stop it. It's right there. Subscribe, like it, and write a message. I want more NFL-inspired episodes. What? Cool.
Well, maybe because of CTE, that is a possibility within these schools.
We'll find something.
You might need some cannabis in me. So that thing, maybe the first league that started incorporating cannabis legally. Maybe that or basketball, but we'll see.
So, like, subscribe, and comment. This channel.
Or maybe it was also, what's that called? Where they do the fighting in a boxing ring.
UFC fighting.
Yes, maybe
well.
It was that. But I know it's the highly concussive areas that sports
are starting. Basically, anything that you like, we can find a cannabis cooking connection. Yeah. And you can be watching an episode crafted by you. But not if you don't like, subscribe, and comment. How are we going to know about you?
Hey. What you going to say? We lit as shit. And that's the reason why for that trick. Say your
shit. How you been, Queenie Jones?
I've been doing the best that I can. I just had a neurodivergent moment. I was like, how am I doing? Should I tell them the truth? The best that I can? That's all what I've been saying is a lot of stuff because I feel like, you know, for real, if I could be honest with you, motherfuckers can say that they have a bad day a lot or they can say they have a good day and be real redundant. And you'd be like, yeah, I'm happy I got die. I'm having a bad day. It's been blah, blah, blah. But how many bitches is doing the best they can? How many women and menaces is doing the best they can every day? Remember when it was like, you can do the best that you can, little baby. You do the best you can, you nobody can tell you. There's no higher demands than doing the best that you can. So I got your trick, mind over matter in this bitch. So it actually has helped me manifestate a little bit more energy and motivation towards stuff. And I'll be surprised as shit, because I'll be like, God damn, I am doing the best I can. Okay, I see you, me see you. You see me. I have a how-to series that's going and being on and popping. I really was surprised at the trajectory of, like, I teach people how to cook good and look good, but why are we not focusing on the how-to? Girl, get to the how-to. And I have to share this. Oh, I have to share this over again because at the end of the day, it's like folks always be like, how you do this? How you do that? You know how to do a lot of stuff. And I was like, I know how to do a lot of stuff. You ain't lying. You ain't lying, kid. So elongation is my motivation. So I'm just trying to keep that shit up, basically. So catch me at my YouTube at QUEEMIEJONES. And also, if you ain't into that other stuff, that short form, you can find me on all platforms. You just find me, baby. It's okay. I'm going to show you how to do it. I'm going to show you. So how has you been for you?
I've been blessed and highly favored.
Ooh, I like that.
I've been blessed and highly favored. Lots of things is going on. Boston Bossy CES is back.
Ooh, yeah.
After 4 year sabbatical.
How you feel?
Old. I feel old. I feel like 4 years, I thought was like 4 months. And I need to understand time better. So I neurodivergent because I look young. I just assumed everything was the same. And we're 4 years past my last recording. So now that I recorded again, everyone's like, oh my God, why didn't you show us this? I'm like, well, man, I have 3 seasons of a podcast. I did. No one knows. So it feels like a refresher. I'm new. I feel like new.
Now, before we go too far into the episode, we are smoking a lovely mix of Alien Mints, 36.19% THC, with a concentrate of hash in there. And I'm just going to let you know, I like my weed concentrated like my motherfucking thoughts, my. I wish you understand it. So while my weed is so strong, is that's why we get along. Mix between this clean cause. Now.
Rebel might give you wings, but clean cause get your life together. Let's pay some bills.
It's your girl, Queen Jones, back live in the flesh, and I'm back here in Renilly. And don't be silly. Get you some Renilly, and don't be silly. Because you can always catch me in Renilly. In the city, in the videos, you already know how it goes. Renilly is excellent experiment in human excellence. To get your Renilly, go on to www.renillyonedge.com. Don't be silly, get your Renilly. Yeah, yo.
On today's episode of Mary Jane and Munchies, we're giving you that neuro spicy episode you've been hankering for. This is Mary Jane and Munchies, and we're going to talk about weed and neurodiversity. So, A, we have notes that we're going to be trying to stick to, because when we talk about topics that are super important or passionate to us, we can go off on a tangent. So just expect Mary Jean, myself, and Munchie to be looking down on our notes. That's the first note of the episode. And we're going to give you the science behind it. Cannabis helps people in the neurodivergent and autistic brain world. We've got some specified articles, but mostly we're just going to tell you how cannabis affects the both of us as neurodivergents, and we're different levels of the spectrum. So let's get into it.
Okay, well, best friend, I got a real last question to you. What does cannabis do for you?
Cannabis helped me put that phone over because it kept ringing and I want to know all the business. But I'm in a live recording of my favorite podcast, Mary Jane and Munchies. Like, subscribe, comment. So weed helps me. First, it's a painkiller. Well, all seriousness, I have a chronic disability, so I use it as a pain relief. I also use it as one of my coping mechanisms with my mental health. Number 18. Let me tell you why. Pop up. So cannabis is a depressant as it goes on the drug scale, like alcohol is. I advise no one to use cannabis to manage their mental health. I advise you to use cannabis as a part of that coping mechanism toolbox. So you need to A, seek professional therapy, B, find maybe some coloring, knitting, bowling, quiet-like activities to silence your mind, meditation, mindful breathing, etc., biofeedback work, and cannabis. Please do not rely on cannabis to fix your mental health. It cannot heal your mental health, nor can it make the demons go away. Please seek professional help for that. Papa. So anyway, cannabis also helps my neurodivergent brain focus in on things. I think about a million and one things all the time, and it helps me kind of narrow and focus to 1 to 4. So, yeah, that's how me and we be like this. That's how I'm Mary Jane, because Mary Jane.
Here you go. Okay, well, shit. The same question to myself, I guess. To be real with you guys, you know how they be like, niggas with autism are geniuses, right? And that they can see the whole worldscape, and you know, you see that nigga be like, I read 13,000 books and I can see every page.
Now that nigga just smart.
Which, if you know, you know, you know the pop-ups that happen within that thought process where it looks physical. I'm a 3D thinker, right? Yeah. So, when I, aside from the seizures, y'all know about the shake and bake. I'm not going to be redundant. Once you know, you know. I have non-epileptic and epileptic seizures. So, baby, it's going to happen when it happens, Captain. So, aside from that, that cannabis assists me to be able to have better sensory control. And it's harsh to understand that because I was a dare kid. Like, my whole family is military background. That's where I came from. My nigga, ain't nobody was about to smoke no weed. So, when I found out the shit actually worked, mind blown, first off. My grandmother was like, she canoodled it in my face, whatever is shotgunned in this motherfucker. And I was like, oh, shit, not the, oh. It was crazy. I've never had something work that well for me. Now, as time progressed, when I first came to Boston, I found a better cannabis regimen. I really leaned on CBD to really heal me up initially to get to like a stability point. When I say that, it was like a way for my joints and stuff and my body to be a little bit more centered, as opposed to have all that inflammation from the arthritis, the seizures, and the fact that I am neurodivergent, but I didn't even know for a long time. You know, I think black people have a bad habit of that. They'd be like, that baby just different. And, you know, I was homeschooled because they kept on trying to do weird shit to me in school where they'd be like, that baby's stupid but smart. You know what I'm saying? Stupid but smart, baby. Come here. You either put her in that special class, you make them go all the way up. Which one do? What you wanna do? So, as an adult, trying to get my life together, it was like, I'm gonna just smoke some more weed. I smoke weed like Cruella de Vil now. I put it in my food. You know, well, I know she didn't smoke weed, but you know how she smoked with the cigarette. Yes, darling. I'm talking about her. So, I don't, you know,
you don't wanna ponder too much upon what the insert neurodivergent tangent.
But hope with me, and I eat the shit as well. I put it in my food. I actually make some granola, and I eat that every day. And I'm like, I feel better. My bones, they don't groan. I like, so all that to be said is, it is a great tool to be able to cope. But I do knit. I do a lot of stuff first before I smoke, obviously, because I was a dare kid. I had to have a lot of coping mechanisms. And I think our commonality is that we use the color a lot. And yeah, you commonly more colored now.
So I don't want to over like shadow the entire episode, but I do feel like you're gonna watch this episode as a neurodivergent person. What's the hardest for you is your mental health, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's outside of your chaotic brain. It's not that your chaos is your mental health. You really be going through some stuff. So I really feel like I need to emphasize coping mechanisms. And just because we're a neurodivergent show, we're also a person of color show, I need to emphasize coping mechanisms. Alcohol is not a coping mechanism. Cannabis is not a coping mechanism. Food is not a coping mechanism. Cooking is a coping mechanism. Go ahead and cook that food and drop it off at a shelter if you're going through something. But you eating full pies is not good for you. You know, if you're like, oh, cleaning is a coping mechanism. But once you clean your home, if you still feel that need to turn it away from an obsessiveness, go ahead and go volunteer that old person. Help them clean out their garage. You know, go over to your mom's house, give it a little dust up. Coping, meaning life sucks. We're going to have to figure out how to get through it. And when you at that point, when you like, go ahead and color. Get your little color book.
It ain't going to hurt you, baby.
And then, and the best ones, we're going to put a couple links in the description. There's some really good ones like fuckity fuck and fuck tits and fucker to fuck fuck. And it make you feel good because you can't really say that all the time to people. They gonna think you got the, you know, the little, the speak too much disease. But You know, that's all right. God. See, I'm good. I'm good. So I said, speak to my.
Okay.
She said that baby dumb. We don't say that baby dumb no more. We say that baby touched.
That sounds like they have powers. Let's go on break.
She only think the positive in the world.
That's that baby got powers. She's touched.
My baby touched inappropriately by an angel.
Gifted per se. Let's go pay these bills, y'all.
Y'all come with me to Nubian Markets on Washington Street in Roxbury. The first thing I got was some citrus, and you already know, for real, for real. This is a black on grocery style. If you walk through Nubian Markets, you see these little signs telling you that you're buying black. I grabbed me some white robin kimchi and some tofu. Boo. Then I turned to the dairy section and got me some buttery butter, baby. Slowly but surely, I entered my home, the Cannon Spice aisle. Got me some Louisa Sisson and some mustard seed, because I got the faith of one, baby. Re-hit the produce section for some nanners and garlic, because you know, y'all, I forgot. Y'all, look behind me. Y'all, they got a grab-and-go section with savory snacks and seeds. And if you go a little bit further, you're going to see some dessert. Nubian Markets. Now, surprise, surprise, they got a cafe. And a halal butchery. I had to check out because I was about to pick out. Could go look and check them out.
What's up? It's your girl, Mary Jane. And
Mary
Jane. And we're back with Mary Jane's Upfront, where I get you the upfront information you need about all your cannabis wonderfulness. And this week, we are doing 5 ways to keep your home smelling fresh and clear with Everclear grain alcohol. Okay? Cannabis now always gets us on the nose and the ones and twos. Link will be in the description. Make sure you click it so you can read the article for yourself. Because you know I'm going to put my source on it. So the one way that I really love that is simple, easy, and doable for you. You already got those natural oils in your house, probably from your diffuser or something else you use. Get you some Everclear alcohol, a spray bottle, water. Combine the two, add a couple of droplets of preferably lavender and a fruity orange-like smell. Okay, lemon, orange, or nectarine. Either one is going to be really yummy. You're going to vigorously shake. As such, shake. And then spray in the corners of the room that you most smoke in, around the edges. And it's going to really clear the space out as well as opening up the windows. Tip number one. Tip number two. You can use it as a table cleaner. That high grain alcohol is going to be a disinfectant. So you're going to make mostly alcohol in a bottle, a couple of droplets of vinegar, and then a couple of droplets of your favorite essential oil again, and water to finish. Shake. Kind of like you're doing a mixed drink, but it's your table cleaner. Shake. You're going to spray that everywhere that you have your cannabis and all that to prep those areas or just to tidy them up throughout the day. You know how we get. Sometimes it gets a little dusty. Cannabis tip number 3. This is one that I use, so it's off the beaten path. I love it because get those fresh packs that you can put in your closet or like in your gym bag to keep it from being like musty and stanky, and put them in the room that you smoke a lot in. That's going to help decrease on that after smoke smell, that pre-smoke smell, and that first light smell. Also, I suggest, number 4, I suggest go ahead and invest in, and this is like extra bonus, go ahead and invest in some air filters, all right? They got them, all types of them on Amazon. The best one is Leveno brand, for me personally. Shout out to Leveno. Hope you all sponsor your kid. We're going to put those links in the description. And lastly, regular cleaning. Nothing is better than regularly cleaning the space in which you smoke to keep it from getting funky. Okay, if you live in an apartment, if you live with your parents, if you live by yourself or your partner doesn't smoke and you just want to be respectful of others in their space, go ahead and regularly clean that smoking area, all right? Thank you. This has been Mary Jane's Upfront. I got you. Don't worry.
Keep it up. Hold up on it. Mary Jane's Upfront. Mary Jane's Upfront. She ain't got Upfront. Mary Jane's up front. Yeah, let's go. Break time.
It's your girl, Boston Bossy, and I'm back! It's been a 4-year sabbatical, and so much has transpired in this last 4 years of the world, of my life. It's just time to get back and talk about some common effing sense issues. Y'all already know I'm tight, I'm heated, but we gonna get to it and unravel it. So come on, join me for this journey.
And we're back, y'all. It is truth or tote. And hey, I got the J and we go play.
Let's go. Let's get it. It's your girl, Mary Jane. Back it up to our staple game, truth or tote. What player knows the player best?
I'm gonna say Smee. Smee has to be. Because I just do the itinerary for our trips. And I just make sure we stay focused and stuff. I just know us well-roundedly. But I think when it comes to efficiency and knowing how to work in our skill set, you know me very well.
What would you say? I would say friendship-wise, Mary Jane knows Munchie better. And business-wise, Munchie knows Mary Jane better.
Oh, almost very different. Like, I have a whole different perspective as you. Okay, but like, it's the same.
Friendship-wise.
Yeah, okay.
I would say, like, in the tender moments kind of sections, I would say I'm one of the people that, you know, you love let in and we've talked about, like, a lot of stuff. Mm. And in the business side, you're that for me. You're someone I really got detailed with about how I want to execute or what I actually do and how I want to do it. Because with other people, I'm very cagey, like, what do you want to know for? You want to steal my idea, don't you?
Not my
idea. Yeah, like, you want to steal my idea. That's what you want to do. You get to put them all in a bag and you get to steal them. And then I met you and it was like, oh, you want to help me?
Right. It's nice. Thanks. You're my big sister.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas know what it is, kids. Yeah. All right. On to the next one. On to the next. Please. Let me have some time for some recovery.
Okay, what's your favorite part of your body?
I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Ooh.
How about you?
I'm gonna talk.
Both of weed. Nobody gonna answer that, please. Hello? Does any of y'all niggas know? I'm just playing. I'm playing. I'll tell you. I'm done. Thank God I didn't know I should.
But if somebody else was asking or saying, I think some people would say my eyes. Mm. I think a lot of people say my eyes. A lot of people say my smile or my youthful appearance and my cheeks. A lot of people like my cheeks.
And you're a very cheeky gal.
These are the cheeks I was born with, because I was like, when I was born. So these are the cheeks I've always had. They've contoured when I was like 3 or 4. And then when I got sick and like had steroids and stuff and plumped back up, these are my cheeks. So these are my natural born cheekbones. They just plumped up right now. And if they weren't plumped up, they'd be like, whoa, snap. Cool. You know, like, these are really my cheekbones. They out here. So, yeah, I would say my cheekbones and, yeah, that's it.
I'm going to still smoke, but I just want to let you know, I'm a lot of but I'm blessed in the genetics. So, I won't say favorite, but I think I got a baby his favorite. That's all I can say.
Okay. Okay, Kanye. What?
What'd you say?
What?
You need to speak it up.
I didn't say anything, Kanye.
Just because I said God, maybe his favorite? Shit.
You know, they said if you're looking with God, I think he's looking back. You know, take a look in my life. I think he talking back. I'm just saying. You know, giving.
Y'all, number 3, question. What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
The original answer to this question was edited due to children watching the episode.
Where there is no child watching the episode, don't you do it? See, we know what she wants.
The
don't
worst thing I've ever eaten is, no, the funny thing is, no, wait, I thought it was. Weirdest thing I've ever eaten. Meaning, like, metaphorically, like, people say some suck ass shit and you just gotta eat it because you're not in the right place or the right time to respond. You're like, okay. All right. That's the weirdest thing I've ever eaten. Really, recently, on one of my live streams, somebody said something that's wild slick, and I was just like, oh, God. Oh, God. He ain't gonna mess up my check, but, okay.
So what was it again?
Huh? What was it say?
No, so what did you say? Because we need to be famous. I don't know what you... Can we get our sound bite, please? What is the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
The weirdest thing.
A weird ass thing you said you ate, that's the weirdest thing? Okay, hey. Why?
How else do you suck dick?
Well, let me know. See, I'm a hood ass person. Here's what I thought.
This is what she thought.
A weird ass thing is that a lot of these niggas be weird as fuck. So you gotta do what's called Pac-Man. In order to be successful, you gotta eat a lot of niggas up. Weirdos, bitch niggas, punks, hoes, bitches.
Like, I would like putting things.
Oh, no. They all get ate up for breakfast.
Elegant.
So I put you in my skillet, bitch. Which camera am I? I would put you in my skillet, bitch. Weird ass niggas, I eat you up. No. How come? Cause you weird ass nigga. Yo. I would eat you up, bitch. How come? You just dumb. Weird ass nigga, bitch ass nigga, bitches. You too. If you do shit like that, you might be some
up too.
You might be in up too. Yeah. Facts.
The funny thing is when Munchie said it like that, I was like, oh yeah, that too.
I was like, what?
Yeah, the weirdest thing I've ever ate, the weirdest thing. I've been there in all versions. Weird ass people be doing weird shit. Like, I don't fuck with you. I'ma block you and then watch you. What? You weird.
Now ask me.
What's the weirdest thing you ever ate?
A scorpion, because I had eaten myself.
Some type of way. I'm not no cannibal. Okay, well, my daddy brought. My daddy brought from Afghanistan is a scorpion for that lollipop. And I thought it was cool. And he had brought me gifts, and he was like, "Baby, eating scorpions out here, you weird as fuck." And I want to let you know, I got this for you. Thinking about that weirdo shit you be on, you want some of the weird ass cool shit? I thought it was cool as fuck. I don't mean you weird, but like in a bad way. But this is weird. Here, taste that shit. I said, "Whoop." My mom was so skeptical. She looked at me. She like, "I want my child eat that." I said, "Let me eat it, please, please." He got me this weird ass shit. He knew I wanted it. I don't want no hijab. Give me a motherfucking sand crab.
Statement stands.
Period. For the last 15 years. Don't do me. That was a good story. That was from Afghanistan.
It was.
That was from a banana lollipop. I'm sorry I don't eat up weird ass niggas like you.
Was gonna be about this is like neurodivergency. No, it was about weird ass niggas. That's all it was about.
All right, y'all, we gotta take a break for one second. I don't have my lungs. I gotta go pay some bills.
Y'all, come with me to Essential Body Herbs on Blue Hill Ave in Meta PM. I'll jump. I had to give me a mush walk for my teeth assist, okay? Keep them white and bright. Essential Body Herbs has an array of body care, holistic, aromatherapy, herbs, and tizzies. You feel me? They are Black-owned, Femi-owned, and Caribbean. A trifecta of Black excellence. Y'all, I had to give me some peppermint, ginger tea. My stomach was messing with me. They got powders and sea moss in the bag. You feel me? Then they got honey and bee pollen, you know, for your allergies. Before I dipped, I had to get me some sandalwood and eucalyptus incense because I got a ray that I could not ignore. Got some agua too. Dried incense in the front. slabs of African black soap, a brick of African black soap, diversity. They got a perfumery in the back. You know I had to make some. Customer service is amazing. Got two of them. Then I had to check out, cook good and look good. Check them out.
Welcome to Mary Jane and Munchies. Last segment of the day, y'all about to wrap it on up. We're in Munchies Corner. Our food go-to gal has all the tea, all the food tea, poured up, sis.
Ben Cohen, founder of Ben & Jerry's, just came up with a low THC drink. Okay. So it's going to serve the purpose of fighting injustice. So let's start with this one. One big thing we love is that we are giving back into the communalized thought process of what cannabis can do to help people. And I think a lot of times we skip over that, like, cannabis was cultivated by the melanated community. I would say specifically in this country, black folk. And we still haven't seen, with all the legalization, the liberation of these people who have been locked up for possession, we'll just say that, okay? Selling, if you will. A couple other things, you know what I'm saying? But we haven't really seen too many commonalities in this way. And I always like the fact that with our show, we can find a way to rein in Mary Jane in Munchies. So what I thought about was, with a low dosage THC, what product does that serve within us, right? And I thought to myself, well, if you are a person who is trying to convert themselves into feeling the cannabis experience, that's great. You know what I'm saying? And you're helping it serve a cause. So, wow, that is dope. There's
clean work. Cause. Clean cause. Get your energy on.
So, the edible brand, Betty's Edible, actually has an ice cream with THC in there. I know when you heard Ben & Jerry's, you were like, it's ice cream with THC. No, that's not really what he do. It's injustice with him. But that is actually Betty's Eddies kind of doing some shit that's pretty nasty in this motherfucker. There's real ice cream in the mass area being served into the dispensaries. So could you imagine, instead of on a jolly day, you having a scoop of the regular ice cream.
You could like butter your bread with some THC butter, okay? With your THC loaf of bread, and you have some THC flour, okay? With some THC infused orange juice, put the THC tea.
Go in your freezer and get the Betty's. You feel me?
Edible ice cream. See what I'm saying? It's a whole, you know, edible experience that heightens your love of food.
Check out a dispensary near you.
Now, and shout out to Ben Cohen for getting in the fight. Shout out to you, Ben. You're doing it. Doing like it should be day, man.
What's going on with Mary Jane and Munchies Just for It?
All good things. There are still more new episodes coming to you straight from the press. This is one of them. Click like and subscribe. Okay, make sure you have us on Spotify. We're not at the necessary level to give you that raw stuff. You got a little taste in this episode, but there's so much more you never see. If you want to see it, you got to subscribe on Spotify and you got to subscribe on YouTube. Links are in the description below. And download the podcast on all other platforms like Apple, iTunes, Tuner, Deezer. If it's a podcast platform, we're there, so you should be there.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
What's going on with the big dog?
All right. Well, with live streaming, we got Bego Live. And for your girl, Munchie, she does the IG streams, okay? And I think maybe she might dabble in some YouTube streaming or other streaming later on in the year. Check into Queenie Jones on all platforms for details. For me, it's all Bego Live all the time. My ID on there is Powerpuff88. On Bego, I am a broadcaster. Okay, what does that mean to be a broadcaster? It means that for a certain number of hours, I stream fun content from all over my life, kind of like vlogging on the go. And for that little bit of time, and the received gifts from all my supporters, fellow broadcasters and lovers of my brand, you know, The Grind, we get a check every month. And that means it's an additional income to what I already do. So what does it mean to have an agency? It means that you can be a broadcaster too. And I can get you signed up for an agency. I'm the plug. I'm the Bego plug. So if you need anything on Bego, come to Powerpuff 88 and I got you. You want to be a host? You want a background? You want a flyer? You want somebody to do something for you on the app? I got you. I'm the Bego plug. Let me get at you.
I'm just going to let you guys know, Mary Jane DeMunchies is spelled MaryjaneMunchies. Okay? And you're going to put that underscore out there if you're going to go on Instagram. Okay? But everywhere else is Mary Jane DeMunchies. Okay? So go ahead and follow us. Go ahead and subscribe to us. We've said it many times, and I think you get up. But when it comes to me, come here. You need to go ahead and understand we're producing out here. So her podcast, Bossy Bossy CES, is a podcast that I produce. Okay, comes out on Tuesdays. You got to check your local listings. I'm trying to tell you, it's the bee's knees. If you want that common effing sense, this is the one you want to hear about. The one you want to see about. All that jazz. Okay.
Click the link tree for all the connections to Boss to Bossy. Click the link tree in the description below for all the connections to Queenie Jones.
Now, with that being said, I'm also getting into content that is marrying all of my networks. So, catch what I'm putting down. If you are listening to our podcast, you see how we have our own little unique ad space holding? You see how it sounds very like, hey, I can go there. It's achievable. If you're in this area, we have connectivity. So, Boston, listen up. Come closer. Like Alberto does on TikTok when he shares those culinary secrets. Come closer. And you should go ahead and look about these girls. You see these faces? These absorbs? We're here to stay. So, I want to go ahead and say thank you to our dispensarette.
Apotheca, thank you. We appreciate you. We also thank our anonymous donor and Seymour Greens in Rosendale, Massachusetts.
Ooh, I think I have
them. Yeah. They are a delightful smoke shop that sells Delta 9 and CBD in the plentiful. And we mixed it in, so that gave us that mental high, that body high to get us through this neurodivergent episode. And as we scrabble toward the end, as we told you, we disclaimed in the beginning, we thank you for taking this journey with us.
Neurodivergent. And spicy. How you like me? Now.
Thank you for being a subscriber. Travel to the comments and drop it down. Like and share. We want you to follow us everywhere.
And if you haven't seen us,
well, that means you not subscribed to the channel. So subscribe right now. Don't miss a beat.
Cause we're Mary Jane and
Munchies.
All right, ladies.